The epistle appointed to be read for this, the 10th Sunday after Pentecost, is taken from the first epistle of St. Paul to the Corinthians. The brethren, you know that when you were Gentiles, you went to dumb idols according as you were led. Wherefore, I give you to understand that no one speaking in the Spirit of God says anathema to Jesus. And no one can say Jesus is Lord except in the Holy Spirit. Now therefore, there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of ministries, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of workings, but the same God, who works all things in all. Now the manifestation of the Spirit is given to everyone for profit. To one, through the Spirit, is given the utterance of wisdom, and to another, the utterance of knowledge, according to the same Spirit. To another, faith, in the same Spirit. To another, the gift of healing, in the one Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, the distinguishing of spirits. To another, various kinds of tongues. To another, interpretation of tongues. But all these things are the work of one and the same Spirit, who allots to everyone according as he will. And the Holy Gospel is taken from St. Luke. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. At that time, Jesus spoke this parable also to some who trusted in themselves as being just and despised others. Two men went up to the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and began to pray thus within himself, O God, I thank thee that I am not like the rest of men, robbers, dishonest, adulterers, or even like this publican. I fast twice a week. I pay tithes of all that I possess. But the publican, standing afar off, would not so much as lift up his eyes to heaven, but kept striking his breast, saying, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went back to his home justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself shall be humbled, and he who humbles himself shall be exalted. Thus for this Sunday's Holy Gospel. This morning, as it plainly appears, many of us are missing. They are traveling throughout. There are men, I know where they all are. Some are in Alaska, some are in Missouri, some are here, some are there, some are everywhere. It's our family, and they're traveling. And so, as family members, let's pray for them as they travel, that nothing will go wrong in their movement, moving around. And also, we should pray for each other, because many of us who come here travel distances. And that Almighty God will always keep us protected from harm and danger and accident, especially in these our days. After Mass this morning, first Sunday of the month, there will be the usual oblate meeting after Mass. In the bulletin, the only thing that I can point out to you this morning is that as we get ready for the Feast of the Assumption, that we are reminded that it is a holy day of obligation, and the Masses are listed in the bulletin. This bulletin today is number 1,000, as some of us, many of us have all noted.